Bria's HaAdam, Adam being created, the human being, we find the Parshas Bereishis, a very interesting description of what it means to create Adam. The Pasuk says, V'yirdu b'tgas hayom. We're creating an Adam, V'yirdu b'tgas hayom. In English, probably it's translated that he's going to control the fish in the sea. That's literally what it means. Rashi says, Yirdu b'tgas hayom, yesh b'loshen hazeh loshen ridui. The loshen of controlling. Zocha, when he's zoicha, if the Adam's zoicha, roide b'chayis and behemoth. He's going to control the chayis and behemoths. But it also has a loshen of a yirida, because when he's loy zoicha, if he's not zoicha, he becomes yorid lufneyem, and the chayis, Moshe's boy, controls him. But HaKaponim was seeing the pasuk, v'yirdu b'tgas hayom, that the Adam, his Maila, is that he's able to control the Chayas and Behemoths. And it's Mamash Apella, what does that mean? That's a great Maila, you're so excited, imagine I tell you we're creating, you know, if you're Zoicha, you can become a zookeeper, you can control the animals. That's a great Maila? Bazei Shteit Impossible, what does that mean? Zokra B'Yisrael Salanter. Amoyme Dikapshat. Zokar Bisrael Salanta, when a human being was created, the Rabbeinu Shalom gave Adam the Yirdu, a power of control. The power of control, says Rabbi Bisrael Salanta, the Koyach HaMoshel, is be'ikar given kidei sheyimshol ba'atzmoy al yitzro. It's given to you as a power that you're supposed to use. Not to control others, not to control animals out there in the zoo, but to control yourself. In English, the animal inside you. Ubekaicha, you have the ability with this power of control, ligdol, to become great, al yidei koyach memshaltoi, with this power of control, afilu gadol yoise mi malach. You can become greater than a malach if you really work on this power that you have inside you. V'zeu mashapirish Rashi. This is what Rashi is saying over there. V'yirdu b'tgas hayom. If you're zoicha, your roida b'chayas u'behemus means the chaya behema inside you. This is what the Rabbeinu Shalom gave us when he created a human being. There's a power inside you to take control of yourself. We're beginning a new zman. And this is really the Iker Zman of the whole year. A winter Zman, 5 months long, is a 5 month opportunity to really chop a rein and make something out of yourself, to really do something and make something out of yourself. I always say, just from looking and watching, you know, almost 20 years of seeing Bachrim, this Zman usually defines your whole future of your life. Because this is the main Zman of first year. This is the main Zman. And first year based measures, whatever you do, usually defines how it's going to follow the next year or two. When you're in second or third year, it usually follows whatever you did first year. The ones that produced and did well are the ones that continue to do well. And if you just roll along and do nothing, usually that's what happens, you continue to do nothing. And then Memela, when you go to Eretz Yisrael and you go further and learn, it's usually a continuation of what your past was. It determines how well you did in Beis Medrash, it determines what you're going to do when you go to Eretz Yisrael. And then Eretz Yisrael, it continues, that's what you're going to do when you come back. Where are you going to end up? What are you going to do? And Memela, your whole life, really, all comes down to this Zman of first year Beis Medrash, of how much are you going to produce and make something out of yourself, or how much don't you do anything out about it, and Mamela Rahman al Tzlan, nothing becomes of you. So we're really entering a major Zman to really have an opportunity of 5 months now to do something and make something out of ourselves. Today we're going to talk about a Gvaldika Midah. This Midah could transform your whole Zman if you internalize this Midah. The midah that I want to discuss is a very misunderstood midah. It's the midah of zrizus. But zrizus does not mean to hurry and speed and the whole idea of how people think Zrizus is. It's a very misunderstood midah. But let's talk about the midah of Zrizus. A begin, in Parshas Noyach, we find the Gevaldika Maisa, Vayesh min Ayayin Vayishkar. Noyach, after he came off the teva, he drank wine and became drunk. Vayishkar b'toich Oloy, and he was walking around undressed in his tent. And the Pasuk brings down, Vayikach Shem v'yefes Asimla, Shem and Yefes, who heard about it, took his clothes, Vayelch Haranis, they went backwards inside, Vayichasos Ervis Aviyim, and they got him dressed. Shame and Yefes. Rashi is Midayik. Shame and Yefes took his clothes, but it doesn't say Vayikhu. They took his clothes. It says Vayikach. Singular. What's Vayikach? Zok Rashi. Ein ksiv Vayikhu. Elo Vayikach. He took. Who's he? I thought they both did it. Shame and Yefes. Zok Rashi. Limud. Al Shem, we're talking here to tell you Vayikach Shem, that Shem's the one that actually took it. Shenis Amitz b'mitzvah Yosem Yefes. He was more involved in the mitzvah, much more than Yefes. Lekach Zochu Bonov, that's why Shem was rewarded that his children got Letalus Shaltitzis. The Yefes, although he was also involved, Zochu Lekvur Lebonov. He was zeicher to kvura. Shneema, the pasuk says, "Etein legoig mokim shom kever." A pasuk in Yecheskel that his children, grandchildren, later generations will be zeicher to kvura because he did less of an act than Shem. So I saw from Melech Biderman, he's medayik. I'm going to make a point here. How, if you think about it, they both did the exact same act. Shem and Yefes did the exact same thing. They went ahead and covered Noach. Yet Shem, who was very involved, this Amitz, he was very motivated, he was focused in what he was doing, he got the real reward that he was Zeicha Labanov. This Amitz b'mitzvah is Zeichu Banov Talos Shal Tzitzis. He was Zeicha the Talos Shal Tzitzis. Masha'en King Yefes, who also did it. But he did it without any interest. He had a dead heart when he did it. So he got a reward that was very befitting. For a dead heart, he was zeichet to kavura for his banov by goy, they're going to get kavura. So he also got a reward, but doesn't compare to what Shem was zeichet to. This is the moment that Melech Biderman Shlita makes. In the difference of being alive when you do something, and you do it with motivation, or you're just doing it when you're rolling along with a dead heart. This is what it means, Zrizus. Zrizus doesn't mean the speed and the quickness of doing something. Faker, we find the Rosh, the Orchis Chaim LaRosh in Ois Kuf brings down Al Tevahel Masecha. The Rosh warns you never speed through your actions. So Zrizus can't mean to hurry because you're not allowed to speed through things. Al Tevahel Masecha. The Altav and Kelm says on this Al Tevahel Masecha, Ikir Avadoi Nefesh Adam. The Ikir place where a person gets lost is Mesibas Bilbul Hadas when he hurries. Yesh L'Adam Lizor L'Bal Yaseh Shum Maisem Vehilus. Don't do things with speed and hurry. Ein Toiv Yoitza Min Vehilus. No good comes out from that. Kim La'acha Iyun B'Menuchas HaNefesh. Has to be done with thought and focus. So Zrizus can't mean to hurry. Zrizus means focused on the goal. Having clarity of what you're here for. You're focused on the results that you want. You do things with motivation. You're doing things with spirit and you're alive with enthusiasm. That's Zrizus. You know, Al Tevahel Masecha. There used to be a minog. In Kelm, they used to say every day the Orchis Chaim LaRosh after Shachris. It's divided up into the whole week. The Chazan would say the capital, and the Tzibu would repeat it. Each one in Beis Medrash Gevoya, they still have this minog that they do it during Elul Zman after Shachris. They go through each stanza. The Chazan says it and the Tzibur says it. So it was Yedua. I still remember even when I came to BMG in 1999, when I came to BMG, so it was a year after Nasa Vachfogel, the Mashkiach of Lakewood, was Nifter in 1998. So he brought the Messiah, and there was still Yidden when I used to daven. I used to daven in the Yoshan Beis Medrash, in the old Beis Medrash. So there were Yidden there that were following Reb Nosson's Mahalach during Elul to go ahead and say it the way he said it. So when it came to Al Tavao Masecha, they used to say it very slowly. It means everything had a niggun. You know, Al Tar Bel David Dvar Me'ilim Beloy. You know, they used to read it with a niggun. But when it came to Al Tavao Masecha, Al-Tivahel Ma'asecho. Don't speed through your Meisim. And they used to say it so slowly, like your mamash feel the Al-Tivahel Ma'asecho when they used to say it. And that was the Minigan Kelm, that they used to do such a thing. And I saw brought down, when they're quoting, I found this in the Sefer from Bichatskel, in the Sefer they bring down this Minog, they write, Marichim Benigun Yoiser Mikol Piskacher, to be very Marich in Kelm. More than any other piece, they Al Tavao Masach is to do very slowly. She'even hapino shakol hamidus the Beis HaTalmud. In Beis HaTalmud of Kelm, the cornerstone of all midas was the midah of menuchas hanefesh, not to hurry and speed, to have things with menuchas hanefesh, with clarity and focus. And Mela, they used to go ahead and really say that piece, Al Tavao Masecha. I still remember telling you in BMG doing this, how that one was done with Mamish, with Azama, Nuchas HaNefesh, and Yishev HaDaz. Al Tivahel Ma'asecho. Akoponim, we're trying to understand what Zrizus is. Zrizus does not mean to hurry and speed. That's not what Zrizus is. So what is Zrizus? Let's get a clarity on Zrizus. The emes is, if you look at the Mesilas Yesharim, on Perek Vav, when he talks about Zrizus, he doesn't talk about hurrying. He rather speaks about how difficult Zrizus is. No one should get insulted, but these are the words of the Ramchal. The Ramchal says like this, Teva ha'odom kovid ma'oid. Having Zrizus is very challenging. Why? Because your nature is very heavy. Ki afrius hachomrius gas. The thickness of your physicality is very thick. Al-Kain, a person is not interested in toiling or doing any work. Naturally, every human being is thick and heavy. It doesn't mean we're talking about a 300-pound person here. We're not talking about anybody large. You could be a skinny guy. Ramchal was talking to you too. We're not talking about how much weight you carry. But naturally, even if you're a 100-pound type of guy, you're thick and heavy in regard to that. You're not interested. You're a physical being who has no interest in toiling himself. Everybody naturally is interested in sitting back on the couch. That's what the Ramchal is telling you. Normal people want to just sit back and relax in the recliner. However, if that's the Teva Odom is coming when you're very heavy and you're not interested. B'toyrach v'malacha. But if you want to be Zaycha to serve Hashem, you have to go against your whole nature. You have to find some gvura to have a Zrizus. If you leave yourself to your heaviness, you'll never be Matzliach. You need a tremendous strength. Lichvois hateva el havchoi, to turn your nature the opposite direction and really make something out of yourself to really work and be zorus. This is what the Ramchal writes in Mesilas Yesharim, the description of how challenging Zrizus is. So what do you have to do? How do you do that? How do we break away from our nature of just sitting back and not being interested in working and pushing ourselves? That's the normal nature of every human being. Says the Orchis Sadikim in his Shar Chamisha Osur, Shar of Zrizus. He says, look at Avram Avinu by the Akedah. Vayashkim Avram Baboike. Avram got early in the morning, got up. What's he getting up for? To shecht his son? You know how hard it is for Avram to shecht his beloved son? And he's jumping out of bed in the morning to go shecht him? What does that mean? Also, Ritzayna Bar Yisburg Mizrizus, Lahashkin Babayke. Misha Oysa Maisa Mizrizus, a person who has Rizus, Haychacha Gedoyla, it's a very big proof. Shu Oyves Bayri, obviously you love Hashem. Ke'evid Oyves Doyla, like a servant that loves his master. Mizari is Ba'atzi, last Mitzani, you're looking to do his will. So it shows how much love you have for Hashem. If you're able to act with Zrizus. But what is Zrizus? Doesn't mean to speed and hurry. So listen to the words of the Archa Sadikim. Hazrizus tluya beleva adam. Zrizus is in your heart. Kesha adam mefana libo. You clear your heart. Mikol machshavos acheros. All other thoughts. V'toifis machshava achas. You're very focused on one thought. You want to do avodah for Hashem. That is Zrizus, being very focused. Cain asa Avram, that's what Avram did. Hasim relibe avas benoi, he removed his love that he has for his son Yitzchak. Va'ochaz ritzoyin boyri, he had one thought of doing the ratzon of Hashem. Ubitel avas benoi, he was a vatel his own child's love that he has. Bibdei avas avoy, because he loves Hashem even more. Al Cain is daris lahashka, that's how he had his Zrizus, to get up early in the morning. His mind was kishura tied b'cheshek godol ba'avas habayri. Zrizus means 100% focus. You know where you're going in life. You know what the goal is. You have the goal in your mind and you're alert and alive to go get that. This is a tremendous understanding of this gevaldik of midah of Zrizus. You know, the people who can't get up in the morning, it's because they're lacking this clarity. A guy who sleeps late in the morning, a guy who falls asleep in shir or in via shmooze, because he doesn't know where he's going. He's going nowhere. He's rolling along, he has no goal, he's not alive. A person who has clarity for what he wants in life, such a person, and he has that clarity when he opens his eyes in the morning, he's Yizgaber Kari, wakes up like a lion. Because he knows what he wants. He has a goal of what he wants to accomplish. He wants to make something out of himself. If you have plan and purpose, you jump out of bed. The guys who are sleeping is because they're going nowhere. They're going nowhere. There's no plan and purpose. And of course, naturally, a physical being wants to sleep. That's the heaviness and the thickness of our physicality, like the Mesil Shram said. That's the nature of a human being. But a person who has intellect and he focuses on what he wants intellectually could go ahead and control that. And that's the creation of Adam. Adam was made v'yirdu b'dgas hayom, like the Mesil Salanta said, with the koyach of control. Control is over yourself. You're a behemoth inside you, your physicality. That's what you're there to control. It's not easy, it's an avoidah. But that's what we're here for, that's what Adam's about. And you should know that Archa Sadik himself writes over here in the Perek of Zrizus, Alpha Pisha Zrizus Toivim Oi, Zrizus is very good. Yizohar Shalo Yimaher Bavedasa. Be careful not to be too quick. Meaning, naturally, when you're excited and focused, you might end up doing things with quickness. And that's why people think Zrizus means to be quick and hurry. That's not the translation of Zrizus, but it brings Mamela to hurry because you're so focused and alive in what you're doing. So it ends up coming to some level of quickness. But it's not the translation of Zrizus. And Faker, it says, Archa Sadikim, be careful. Shalo Yimaher. Don't be too quick and hurry when we're handling Zrizus. Ki mehirus karv mayli kashal. A person stumbles when you do things quick. You need to do things with menuchas hanefesh, with clarity, with yishev hadas. And you should know the Emes is talking on the topic of sleep and getting up in the morning. You should know the Gemara in Gittin writes on the Ayin Amal Aleph, fascinating words when it comes to sleep. The Gemara says, Shmoina, there are 8 things that Rubon Kasha, too much of it is no good. Umiutam Yafa, if you have a little bit of it, it's good. 8 things that if you have a little bit of it, then it's good. Too much of it is no good. The Elohena, this is the list of the 8 things. So it's a whole list. Aisher, wealth, too much of it's no good. Malacha, work, too much work is no good. And in that list of the 8 things, one of them is Shina, sleep. Too much sleep is no good. Which means we don't realize. People think, I'm so tired, and I have a good excuse of why I can't function and work. And it's really not true. Sleep is not what's going to make you tired or not tired. A person needs sleep. Obviously, you can't not sleep. But too much sleep, says the Gemara, is no good. Sleep is something you have to do with miutan. A little, you have to sleep, yeah. Miutan is yafa. When a person is tired, if you really think about it, in English, you're just not interested. It's not pshat, I'm tired and exhausted. I'm not interested. When you're interested in something, you're not sleeping. You ever offer a guy ice cream and he falls asleep with his ice cream? Never. Because you're interested in the ice cream. When you're interested in something, you don't sleep. When you're lacking interest, you fall asleep. When you're lacking interest, you stay in bed late in the morning. It's not about being tired or not tired. It's about being interested and focused and having zrizus, being alive and alert, or you're dead. You're going nowhere. You're rolling along. You have no motivation. That's the defining difference. Do you have that midah of zrizus or not? And this is the midah that we have to work on. This is the midah that could change our lives. You know, just bring out a point. You know, a person who wakes up in the morning, there's so much to grow in davening, in understanding our davening. I'll read you one example. I so brought down Baruch Hu. You know, we think, you know, come by Baruch Hu, don't come by Baruch Hu. Baruch Hu, what's Baruch Hu? The Zohar HaKadosh writes, Ein hadishama misyasheves beguf ha'odom ad sheyivarech Baruch Hu. Until we say Baruch Hu, your neshama doesn't come down and rest back inside your guf. If you don't say Baruch Hu and you miss it, your neshama leaves you. Which means you went to sleep last night, and a chelik of your neshama goes up to Shemayim, and only returns when we say Baruch Hu. And what happens if Baruch Hu is not real by you? You don't say Baruch Hu, you miss Baruch Hu, you're not even focused by Baruch Hu, you don't even chate said Baruch Hu. Says the Zohar HaKadosh, Hilechas Lo, the neshama goes. Uberacious Chachma, the Sefer Racious Chachma, which is very Kabbalistic, Hizir Mo'ilakach, he warns very much about saying Baruch Hu properly. The Kasav, and he writes over there, Yesh Chamesh Tevois, there are 5 words in Baruch Hu. Baruch Hashem HaMevoyruch Lo'ilam Vaed. 5 words. He says the 5 words correspond to the Techalke HaNeshama, to the 5 Chalakim HaNeshama. Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, Chaya, and Yechida. You get back those 5 chalakim of your neshama when you say the 5 words of Baruch Hu. So can you imagine you wake up in the morning with a focus that I want to go ahead and say Baruch Hu and get my neshama back so I could serve Hashem today? It's a whole different getting up in the morning of Yiskabek Kari than a guy who's getting up and doesn't even know why he's getting up. There's so many examples, there's no time to go through all of them. But the point is that the more we're focused and we have the midah of Zrizus, the more we have the ability to serve Hashem and get up in the morning and be alive, do things with Ruach and spirit. And the emes is, this is the tefillah that we said when we bench Rish Chodesh. When we bench Rish Chodesh, we ask Hashem, Chaim Shal Brocho, Chaim Shal Parnoso. We say a line there, Chaim Shall chilutz atzomais. What in the world does that mean? You ask Hashem of a life of chilutz atzamais. So Art Scroll translates, I made sure to look it up. Chaim shel chilutz atzamais means of physical health. Don't ask me where they got it from. Sure, they got a good marmakim, obviously. They're not making up things. But somehow chilutz atzamais means physical health. However, the Siddur HaMefurish, who brings down marmakimis to explain all their translations, they bring down a fascinating Gemara of what chilutz atzamais means. It's a Gemara in Yevamos, a Kuf Beis Omid Beis. Where there the Pasuk says from in Yeshaya, Atzmoisayich Yachlitz. Same Nusuch. Your bones should be Yachlitz. What does that mean? It says Rava Zruze Garmi, a Lashon of a Zrizus. Your bones should be alive. Amar Rabbi Lazar. Zumu'ula Shebe Brachas. This is the most important bracha, the most important tefillah. A chayim of chilutz atzamos. A life of being alive, meaning zrizus. Doing things with motivation, doing things with spirit, enthusiasm, being alive. Zrizus, focus. This is the tefillah that we're saying by Birkas HaChodesh. A chayim of chilutz atzamos, not stop physical health, but I want to be alive to serve you, Hashem. I should serve you with enthusiasm and spirit. I should be focused on your avodah. I shouldn't be a dead person just rolling along. We don't realize when we have focus, anything we could accomplish. There's nothing held back from what we can't accomplish. This is the reality. If you're focused on a goal, you really could reach that goal. Nothing will stop you. I saw from Chaim Shmulevitz, the Mirror Rosh Yeshiva. I was about 3 years old when he was nifter. Chaim Shmulevitz, the Mirror Rosh Yeshiva. He says unbelievable words. You should understand that these words are talking to us. He's not some, you know, Rosh Yeshiva from 300 years ago. Zokar Chaim Shmulevitz, these are the words that he said. B'derech klal. Ha'otzil matzdikes atzmoi b'tayna she'im b'yichotoy lasoiz kazoiz. B'derech klal, the lazy man, means the man that lacks rizus, excuses himself from everything by saying, well, I can't do that. This is just not me. Hadovel ha'mayla m'kosh kosev, it's above my capabilities. Chaval ha'omol, why should I waste my time trying? I'm not going to accomplish it. Ato ermoloi, respond to him. Sheker ato doiva, you're a liar. It's not true. Look at Chaim Shmulevitz. You're lying. Anything in your life you think you can't do. I'm just not a morning person. I'm not a guy who's able to stay focused in a shir or in a schmooze. I'm not a guy who can write notes. I'm not a guy, all the different things. You're just not that guy. Says of Chaim Shmulevitz, you're lying. It's not true. Harabban machish oisach. The Rabban contradicts what you're claiming. The Melechas HaMishkan. The Rabban writes by Melechas HaMishkan. Vayavoyu kol ish asher nesoim liboy. Every one of them who had an uplifted heart came to do the avodah. Says the Rabban. Lohoya behem mishal limdes melechas halalu. Memalabi. No one taught them. They weren't talented to do this intricate work of Zov, Kesef, Nechoshes. But yet, Motza B'tivoy, Sheyod Laskin, they somehow found it in nature to go do it. How? Because they came before Moshe Rabbeinu, says the Ramban, Ani Ese Kol Hashem Doini Doiva. They came and said, we're ready to do whatever you ask us to do. They were focused that we're going to accomplish the goal, period. And even though they weren't trained, and no one ever taught it to them. If they were Nesoi Liboy, they decided they wanted to do it. Kibo Atzmoi Lasis, also Vetzliach. Says of Chaim Shmulevitz, Hadvorim Kalvachoymer for us, L'chol Cheftze Shemayim, Hamutolam Ala Odom. Any area in your life that you want to work on, you want to work on your midas, you want to work on Beit HaMachaveroi, you want to work on your Talmud Torah, you want to work on your Tefillah, whatever area you want to work on, Kol cheftzei shamayim. Ein loy kol hatzdoko loymar. You have no excuses to ever say, einoy mesugol lakach. It's not me. I can't do it. Because you don't realize, says Chaim Shmulevitz, ki koichoy b'mosnov lasis gedulos. You have the inner energy inside you to do great things if you just decide that you want to do it. Azoy zokum Chaim Shmulevitz. And the Ebbe says, I'll tell you, I just recently read a fascinating statistic. There was a medical student in London, his name was Robert Bannister. On May 6, 1954, he was the first one ever to run a mile in less than 4 minutes. It was a major record. The world went crazy over this record that he broke. To run a mile in less than 4 minutes, they say it was 3.594 seconds. Unbelievable. The world went crazy. It was incredible, such speed. But yet, by the next year, March 6th, 1955, 37 people ran a mile in less than 4 minutes. How do you understand that? No one ever did it before, and he broke records, and it was incredible. He was on the cover of every newspaper that existed in May 6, 1954, that he ran a mile in less than 4 minutes. A year later, 37 people did it. And the answer is simple. When a person puts his mind to something, he can break through and bring out inner strength that he didn't even realize was sleeping inside him. And that's this yisoid of zrizus, to become alert and alive. Realize what's going on, what you're doing. You know, the Mishnah in Avos writes, Yehuda ben Tema Omer, Havi'az kanomer v'kal kanesha rotz katzvi v'gibor kari. Lasses v'tzayin avicha sheva shamayim. I saw brought down for Rav Shach in this Mishnah telling us how to be a gibor kari, strong like a lion. Rav Shach said, Shiva Panovich, so he had Rav Chatzko Levenstein, was the mashkiach there. So he said over, after Rav Chatzko was nifter, he said to the Bachrim, Etzleinu ro'inu darga, we saw a living example of a gibor kari. The Mashkiach Rabbi Chatzkel, he said, was an odom cholosh. Look at Rav Shach. He was a weak man, Rabbi Chatzkel Levenstein. V'lemroi zois, but still, with all that, hoya gibor godli, he was a gibor kari. A gibor she'ein l'tayr ve'ein l'shayr. We can't imagine, he said. We all saw it, and we can't imagine such gvura, like a lion, that he lived with. Shach said over, af pam, I never once ever saw Rabbi Chatzkel nisham begaboy awakisoy. He ever leaned back on his chair. He always sat forward on his chair, never leaned back on his chair, ever. Hayoidim atam ezek vura hizu. You know what strength you need for that? And he says the examples are unlimited. Lohoisa etzloy atzlas. There was no ounce of laziness in Rabbi Chatzkel, the Mashkiach that we lived with. This is what Rav Shach said about seeing Rabbi Chatzkel. A moiridika zaros, a gibor kari. This is what we have to work on. You know, there's a famous letter, I think it was from the Stipler. I couldn't find it in my Marmakaimus, but it exists. I think the Stipler also the Chazon Ish. But one of them writes, when a person is a zaruz in his learning, you can accomplish in an hour what might take someone else an entire day to accomplish who's working without zrizus. Which means you're not racing through and hurrying through. No. You're focused, you're alert. A person who's learning with zrizus and alertness and focus in an hour can accomplish what might take someone else a whole day. This is the midah of zrizus. Your whole winter's month, the 5 months could be a different winter if you acquire the midah of zrizus. It becomes a whole different zman. The whole 5 months could be 5 years of accomplishment. In contrast to the guy who is an otzel, and he has a dead inside, with no focus and alertness, and no spirit or enthusiasm. He's just rolling along. It's a whole different result. And this is the meat that we have to internalize and work on. This is a midah that's very hard. Most people struggle with zrizus. The biggest raya, if you want to know that people struggle with zrizus, look around by Chazaras Hashatz. How many people by Chazaras Hashatz are focused on the brachas that the Shatz is saying and answering properly Baruch Hu V'rach Shemoy and Amen, Kel Melech Ne'eman, every bracha individually for what the bracha is being said? How many people are just spaced out and their minds are just lazing along during the Chazaras Hashatz? Go look around, wherever you go. Wherever you go, go look around. And you realize that most people are not so focused. They don't really have a strong level of the meat of zrizus to remain focused and alert. And this is something we have to work on, to serve Hashem with focus and alertness and aliveness. This is the midah of zrizus. Like the Archos Tzadikim said, to have one machshava, one thought, being focused to the goal, it changes everything. I saw a Moritik Amaisa, fascinating story. Rabbi Yaakov Naiman Zatzal used to learn b'chavrusa with Rabbi Chanan Wasserman. Rabbi Chanan Wasserman was much older, but Akoponim, he was his chavrusa. They used to learn every afternoon from 4 to 8 p.m. 4 o'clock to 8 p.m. Pamachas Icher b'chamish dakas. One time, Rabbi Yaakov Naiman showed up 5 minutes late to learning with Rabbi Chanan. 5 minutes late. So Rabbi Chanan, when he showed up, turned to him and he says, "Your watch working?" Shalehev Rabbi Chanan, lama ich, he couldn't understand why he's late. So Rabbi Yaakov Naiman showed him his watch, and his watch is working. So Rabbi Chanan said, "So why are you late?" He's 5 minutes late once. He said, "Why are you late?" So Analoi answered him, "Shaya osuk b'tzorchei aguf. I was really taking care of tzorchei aguf." Probably meant he's in the bathroom. "I had to go to the bathroom. V'lechein icher chamish dakas. I'm 5 minutes late." Zokar b'lchanan back to him. "In the army, the chayolim come each day l'chinucham to their training. Thousands of soldiers show up for training early in the morning. Kulam bom b'zman lamed b'shura. They all arrive there on time to stand in the row for the training. Lama lo nimtza etzleihem? Why don't we find some people from the thousands of people that are oisik b'tzorchei gufa? No one has a bathroom cool of a tzorchei guf that they have to take care of to come late? You don't find any soldiers coming late. They're all there. What's pshat?" says Rabbi Chanan. Said Rabbi Chanan, "I'll tell you why. Kesha'odam makbin al zman v'seder. If you really care about your zman and your seder, yochol lahargil es aguf gamkein. Even your physical body can be trained in shelo yafriyoloi b'zmanim ha'kavum. It's not going to disturb your zmanim and your sedarim that you have." This is what the musa that he gave Rabbi Yaakov Naiman, one of the G'dayim Hadar also. Obviously he's much older than him, he's able to give him musa. That if you come in 5 minutes late, even because of the bathroom, it's a taina that you're not makmin and zman and seder enough. Because look at the soldiers, they're all there for their training on time. And tzorchei guf doesn't come up by them. This is what it means to be zoruz, the focus, the alertness, and the goal of mind. When we do things, changes the whole avodah, says Rabbi Chanan, even your physical body. Even a bathroom call won't happen. But this is what we have to work on, the midah of zrizus. See, it's very late. The emesis We find in the Medrash that there's tremendous punishment for people who don't serve with Zrizus. By Yeshua ben Nun, it's brought down in the Medrash, it's in Parshas Matos, that the Rosh Hashanah promised, Kasha Yisi and Moshe Elimach, like I was with Moshe, I'll be with you. And therefore Yeshua should have lived to 120 years old. Yet we know he was Nifter at 110. Says the Medrash, I'll tell you why. Because when Yeshua heard the commandment to wipe away the Laban Aleph Malachim, the 31 kings, he said, what's that? If I do it right away, I might be Nifter. So he decided to, you know, be ma'akiv a little bit, not to hurry it up. If kach asisa, that's what you're doing, you're delaying. You're not reaching the goal with focus and an agenda. 10 years of his life was cut off, and he was Nifter younger, Yeshua ben Nun, more than Moshe Rabbeinu, because of this atzlos, if you want to call it, not being zorus in accomplishing this goal of what Hashem asked him to do. You know, I just saw a Meridik HaMaisa, a true story that just happened 2 weeks ago. On October 13th, there was a drone, a Hezbollah drone, that hit the cafeteria in the Galoni training base near Binyamin. And when this drone hit and exploded, obviously, unfortunately, 4 soldiers were killed. But one of the soldiers that survived, the father said over the story, and he said that the way it works is, this restaurant near the training camp, they would go in different shifts. In case there's an attack, they all shouldn't be there. So they would go in different shifts because they were always concerned about attacks. So there was a certain oilam of one shift that went to the restaurant, and they were in the dining room there eating supper. One of the soldiers there, who was part of the oilam, it was time he was a little more from. He said, we have to go bench. Let's go wash my machrenim. And he schlepped along a few of his friends to go with him to wash my machrenim. When they were out washing my machrenim, that's when it got hit. And the 4 soldiers that remained got killed. So it was a moiridikanes that the my machrenim saved their life. But it's not so much my machrenim saving their life. It's their zrizus that saved their life. Because how many times we know what the right thing to do is, we're just too lazy and we just sit in our chair and not do what we're supposed to do. It was that focus that they decided to get up and do the right thing. Let's go wash my machrenim. That saved their life. This midah of zrizus, of doing things and acting, being alive with spirit and focus, could change everything. And here you have many soldiers that were saved because of it. And it happens to be, they brought down the story here, that one of the soldiers that got injured, and some of the shrapnel, the bullet pieces of metal, that landed on his head, it landed on his yarmulke, and that's why it saved his skull. They almost saw that it was on the yarmulke, and the yarmulke saved it. Like, it didn't hit anywhere else but the yarmulke. The yarmulke was like a protection for him. And he got saved from the injuries. It could have really hurt his skull if not. Just unbelievable, all these ma'asim where you see the Yad Hashem watching over the Yid, doing the right thing. This is something we have to mechazik in this midah of zrizus. It could be a whole different zman if you start working on this midah. And everyone has the ability. There's no excuses. There's no one that can't say, well, I am not able to go do that. I don't have it in me. There's no such thing in Chaim Shmuel told us. Every one of us have it inside us. If we just realize what our goals, what we want to reach, what she'ifus and aspirations we have to have for ourselves, and we want to make something out of ourselves, we want to become something, it could change our lives when we put our act together and start really serving Hashem properly with zrizus, with focus. The Baruch Hashem Shetaka bench us all, and we Shetaka internalize this midah of zrizus. And Be'ezer Hashem, if we do that, we'll see the results of a whole different outcome, Be'ezer Hashem, when winter comes to a close.